Okay, Shalom Rabbosai. We are in Chavis Halavavis, Shal Yuchad HaMaisa, Perek Hei. We are still in the middle of discussing the various assaults of the Yetzer Hara. The Chavis Halavavis, so I want to say this shiur should be L'Refuah Shalema for a number of the current Chalim. For Shalema, for Rabbi Yochanan Gershon ben Miriam, and Rabbi Ephraim ben Yael, and Yosef Israel ben Chaya Michal, Yaakov ben Gittel, Bezras Hashem. The Chavis Halvavis now moved on to the Yetzer Hara's assault on our ego, or really, to put it into the Chavis Halvavis' real terms, when the Yetzer Hara appears as our ego. Okay? So he says, the Yetzer Hara takes his approaches subtly and delicately. He started by trying to get you to gear your efforts in Ruchnius to actually attempt to do things in a way that will impress and please the people around you. And he came with a two-pronged approach. First of all, you already reached the maximum with Hashem, a person with your emunah. You can start working on others too. Then number two was that it's very important. You never know when you can use your connections with which people. So basically he said, we have to tell yourself these two things. First of all, to reinforce your bitachon, the understanding that at the end of the day, only Hashem benefits you or otherwise. No putting in efforts to try to set yourself up well with people. And that in terms of feeling like you're already good with Hashem, he says the truth is you'll never get there. So then he moves on to another approach. Fine. No, your efforts should only be, you should only do things in a way that will please Hashem, but make it known to people. Let other people in on it. They should know that there's such a great personality living among them. As soon as I want to know, there's actually something to that. It's very, you sometimes see this is in parentheses. It's not so far off when a person feels that there are things about me that might inspire others. It's very Rachman al-Islam also often comes through in tzaras. When a person is going through a tzara and you're exposed to the way they handle it, or often a person chalila is nifter and you start hearing about the person's life. I'm talking about a so-called ordinary person. It's like, wow, such an amazing person. I never knew about it. Many Torah Jews are amazing people. Many Torah Jews are amazing people living amazing lives in an ordinary manner. So the Yetzer Hara actually knows what he's talking about, right? When Korach said, or Avigdor Miller used to say, that when Korach came to Moshe and said, "Ki kol ha'eido kulam kedoshim v'osechem Hashem, v'ado atisnasu akal Hashem," Korach came and said, all of Klal Yisrael are very, very holy. Why should you put yourself above them? So you would say the beginning, the first half of that sentence was actually correct. It's actually correct. Klal Yisrael are very great people, and therefore there was room for Tolos to think, how could there be somebody above them? Okay, but back to our subject. Don't keep it from people. Let people get the benefit of your example. Huh? I'm sorry? Everyone's Kaddish. So I'm saying Korach was right about that. The Jewish people who are living Torah are a Kaddish people. Each person is a Kaddish. Each person, there's a lot to learn from if you would actually get down to looking at things closer up. So, no, the Yetzer Hara is trying to play on this. He's trying to say, you're such a special person. Look, he's just coming in for a battery of assaults on your emunah. You withstood all that. Right? You withstood all that. So now he's coming and telling you, look how special that is. Your emunah is so profound. Your emunah is so stable, so solid. You should let other people in on your madrega. So let's see. So he says, Hashev alav. He says, and also, it's good. It's good to have a good name. You see, Hashem talks about a good name as a good thing to have. So do your ishtadlis, right? There's a chiyuv ishtadlis. Good name is a good thing. Do your ishtadlis. So he says, Umaya Hashev alav. You have to answer like this. Umaya ileini shevach bnei adam, v'Hashem atov she'eli b'soicha. What really is the benefit of having such a great name? If Lemaisa, I know where I am lacking. I mean, person always has to be conscious of as you make progress. We said this last time. You have to acknowledge your successes. You have to know to recognize your successes in order to realize that you have the ability to go further. But at the end of the day, to always realize that there's still so much more to do. There's still so much more to do. I don't want to come to a place where everybody looks at me like, wow, and I'm quite aware of the areas where I should be performing better. And the spiritually sensitive person will always be aware of the areas where he can be performing better. That's actually a sign of spiritual vitality. Right? Rabbi Sol Zalanto was the one who made the point. He said, before Rosh Hashanah, you can usually assess a person standing, whether he has to be afraid of Rosh Hashanah or not, can usually be assessed by whether he's afraid of Rosh Hashanah or not. He said, the higher level people have less to be afraid of will be very nervous as they go toward Rosh Hashanah. The lower level people feel confident. What's wrong with me? I have no reason why I shouldn't be Zeich Vadin. So he said, he used it in the opposite direction, right? The more a person feels he's okay, the more you figure he's in the dark. The more a person is concerned about where he's standing, you can figure that he's more spiritually attuned. So, therefore, when you're very conscious of the areas where I really should be performing better, you don't want to be working toward getting people to admire you.
Wouldn't it help if you have the same code to get them to admire you so that people who are more elevated gravitate towards you and be in a circle?
Right. I hear. So you're asking interesting. You're asking, shouldn't I show that I'm on a certain level so that I can be associated with the people I want to be associated with? Right. The chayra, the answer is yes. Meaning, first of all, we're going to have to break this down. The Mishnah Berurah, for example, gives an important split. When he talks about not showing off your ruchnias, he says, well, it depends. He says, if there are things that everybody should be doing, just not everybody does, you should show it off. You should show it off. You're trying to develop a certain standard. When we're talking about things that are more elevated, more midas chasidus, that other people, not necessarily something for somebody else to emulate, even if he knows it about you, then don't show it off. Then keep that private. Now, in terms of what you're asking, meanwhile, I'll give an answer to me that's not really going to satisfy. This is a question that has to really be addressed properly. I'll just say meanwhile is that there are gedarim of things, just practically speaking now. I'm not talking hashkafically or halachically. There are gedarim of ways that you conduct yourself that put you in a certain place, right? Like, let's say, just say, for example, you want to be associated with the yeshivisha crowd. You want to be associated with the yeshivisha crowd, and therefore you want to dress yeshivish. Then you're not going to come and say, I don't want to be showing off, right? No, the things that you do in order to fit into a certain crowd, because that's what's going to be good for your ruchnias. So on the contrary, we'll also say more than that. Things that if you do them, they'll be mechayev you more. So do them, right? Not a matter of, no, wearing a yarmulke, right? I know a fellow, it is actually common when people are on their way up, not yet ready to put on the yarmulke yet because they're not yet ready to live up to what that demands, right? In terms of the way he acts publicly. So what we'll just say in a general way now is that if there's a crowd that you want to be a part of and there are norms in that crowd, do those things openly, right? And also, if there are things that doing them will elevate you to a certain place, that's also a cheshbon to do them. But it's very much an issue of, and I'll even go further. If there are things that you feel that by doing them, you'll be able to get closer to the right people, do them too, because you're doing it for a different reason. You're doing it, this is where it's mamish an issue of yichav in libo l'shamayim. There's room to trick yourself here, but in things that are not mamish, like who knows what, right? Don't worry too much about the Yetzer Hara. Don't worry too much about that. You're doing it because you want to be associated with certain people. You're doing it because that's really your agenda. You do that. Yeah. If it's something that's mamish going to make you stand out, then maybe there's room to double check yourself. The question really deserves a more comprehensive answer that shouldn't come out regular. But that's what we'll say meanwhile. Okay. So now, now he says, also, the answer I was trying to get you, what's he doing now? To appreciate the coven. It's not pashut. What do I get out of that? A, go back to the previous argument. I want to be reinforced in my bitachin that at the end of the day, they can't affect my life. But just what? He's working with a subtler point now. We're not talking about them affecting you. We're not talking about them benefiting you or hurting you. That's what we're talking about now. We're talking about that with all of the bitachin. It's still. I enjoy the covet. I enjoy the recognition, right? So here he says, so you have to think of it in terms of I'm operating in front of Hashem. So let's say, I'm sitting here talking to a group of five people. I want to make a good impression. So I'm talking in a way that I hope will make a favorable impression. Now I think to myself also, a minute, besides the five people here, within this area that the five people are spread over, there are millions of germs. Maybe I can do something to also attract their attention and appreciation. If I could study germinology and figure out how I can also please them. The germs mean nothing to me because I'm operating with people and that's what's important to me. And the germs are just not a part of my consciousness. So the Chavis HaVavis is, I'm talking like this is easy, right? The Chavis HaVavis is trying to get us to a place where when a person is living with Hashem in such an intense way, that's how he feels about the people around him. We're talking about Hashem here. So I'm also going to have people here. I'll give a different mashal from a different angle, which kind of brings out the point. There was a bris. I don't know if it was an anicle of the bris grav. I'm not sure exactly what, but there was a bris where there was a very, very hush of a showing there. The bris grav was there. Mr. Zalman was there. Other of the greats of Yerushalayim were there. It was like mamish, one of those very impressive sights. Mr. Zalman, who else was there? Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap. Others. And somebody commented to the bris grav, he said, chosh of a bris. So the bris grav said, I'll give you a mashal of ma'adav adoim. He said, imagine you have a person, you have the town's melamed. The town's melamed comes and says, wow, if I had everything that Rothschild had, I'd be even richer than him. Because I have everything that Rothschild has plus a Malamed salary. Right? It's like ridiculous. You know, a Malamed salary in addition to what Rothschild has, it's like, it's just completely butter. So the Bris Rav said, if you appreciate what the ma'amad of a bris is, so there's no such thing as a more chashiv bris. So it's completely not neged, it's negligible. So here the Chavis Havavis is trying to get us into a very sublime mindset of people. We're talking Hashem here. Hashem is here. What people are thinking matter to me, b'chlal? It's like, it doesn't even, pale doesn't even make the term, right? Pale isn't even the right term to say of how insignificant it is relative to Hashem. It's just nothing. Like, nothing is an understatement. So this is where he's trying to get us, that this is how we should feel about Shevach Bnei Adam. You know what? I'll say in parentheses that I think we have to start at a bit of an earlier place and perhaps use the Shevach Bnei Adam as a medium of getting to, using the appreciation of people's recognition. Again, if we're not making the efforts toward it, but Lamaisa, we appreciate it. Lamaisa, it feels good. Perhaps using that as a stepping stone toward really being able to feel. See, it starts with really being able to feel the gratification of the knowledge that I'm pleasing Hashem. If you don't have that sense, it's very hard to feel that people's recognition pales in comparison. But if you start with that feeling, the good feeling of people's recognition, and use it from that stepping stone to try to picture what it means that Hashem is having nachas from what I'm doing, maybe we'll be able to see this level on the horizon, maybe. Okay, we'll stop here. A guten Shabbos.